Up next, we have Jacqueline Morani, co-host of The Melanin Pot, a Little Rock-based online talk show that focuses on black and brown communities. So, Jacqueline, can you tell us a little bit about what you do on your show?
Absolutely. So it's The Melanin Pot. You can find our show on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. And basically what we talk about is issues that affect the black and brown community, whether that be political issues, social issues, entertainment, hot topics. We talk about all that stuff on the show, as well as have guests on our show. Most of the time, it's black-owned businesses. We give them a platform to kind of talk about their business, how they got started, the issues that they face. So we kind of do a little bit of everything. We do events and all kind of good stuff down there in Little Rock, so proud of that.
Well, excellent. One subject that's been in the news a lot, of course, is Doug Jones's senatorial victory in Alabama, and it's been largely attributed to black voters. Right. And I'm just wondering if you've seen something in particular about the campaign that really made it special for black voters.
Well, you know, there's a, well, maybe you don't know, there's always been like a taboo with black people in voting just because they simply feel like they don't have a voice and they're not going to help the situation out. So I think it also helps a little bit with we have our current 45 in president right now. Everybody's like, oh, voting is actually kind of serious. So we probably should start doing something about it. And it's even more important on a local level to where everything directly affects you. So I think some of the tactics they did kind of definitely helped the people and kind of like he actually is going to do something for us and help us. So that gave them a little motivation to actually rally out and then get out there and actually vote. So that helped a lot.
Yeah, certainly makes a difference. In Little Rock, do you still see those kind of vestiges of like the Jim Crow system, resistance to polling?
Yeah. I mean, Little Rock is so weird. You just have to be there during the election season to really kind of grasp the environment. But I will say we're getting a little better with coming together and kind of, I don't know, trying to vote and make a difference in our communities with the whole voting aspect. Because a lot of people in Little Rock, they're in the community and they're doing work, but they just still, they don't have the knowledge of the voting system and how important it is. So, I mean, more knowledge we'll get, sure, we'll get better and better year after year.
All right, well, thank you. Among the small businesses that you own, what are some of the challenges that they face that are unique to black and brown communities?
Well, a lot of it, I will say, it depends on the type of business. So, like, for example, if you have a restaurant, a lot of times they face, if they want to serve alcohol, getting that license. That's a big thing. People, like, the city won't give people their license, so that holds up their business. So if you can't get that, you can't start construction. You can't, you know, plan out. So that's the issue that they face. Getting funding for different businesses is an issue because a lot of banks or a lot of people don't really believe in the businesses because of stuff that may have happened in the past. And then it's also getting that trust from the consumers because it's not uncommon to see a business that doesn't make it to a year. So it's kind of it's challenging to get that trust from the consumers.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell us, you mentioned that you have various social media aspects, but what is the best way to reach out and connect with the Melanin Pot?
That's such a hard question because it just depends on what it is that you're reaching out about. If you want a feature of anything, like you want like a pub or ad or something, the best way to reach us is on Instagram, and that's at The Melanin Pot, and that's actually our name on all social media. That's our email at themelaninpot at gmail.com. So you can find us on anything, really. We're responsive to it all.
Oh, I see. So where would a New Yorker like me go to listen to The Melanin Pot?
Definitely. You can check us out on YouTube. The Melanin Pot, or we also do live videos on Facebook. We'll go live on Tuesdays at 7, and you can catch us on there as well, Facebook, and that's The Melanin Pot.
Jacqueline, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.